I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Art of Fashion will be celebrated this Wednesday in the Holt Center lobby in Sidewalk to Catwalk, a City of Eugene Summer in the City event co-produced by Eugene Fashion Week. It will highlight the works of 10 local designers with a wide variety of styles presented by local models. Joining me in the KLCC studios from Eugene Fashion Week are Grace McNabb and designer Mitra Chester. Welcome to KLCC.
Thank you for having us.
What is it about fashion that you find to be unique as an art form, Mitra?
It's multidimensional in that the people who are creating it initially have one vision for it and one association, and then the people who choose to take it and wear it kind of recombine it. It's very fluid.
Grace, what would you add to that?
Fashion is completely an interactive art form, from the designer to the wearer, but also when we do a fashion show, it's the onlooker too that's brought into that. So we're instigating a conversation.
And Mitra, you're wearing two hats in this particular event. As a designer, talk about what you'll be bringing to this event.
It's actually a collaboration between myself and another St. Vincent de Paul employee, Matthew LaFlamme. But we are going to be co-creating our first UpSmart line. It's an upcycled line by St. Vincent de Paul. It's kind of inspired by Japanese streetwear.
Thrift stores are remarkable because you find things you could have never imagined. How does that translate into fashion?
Thrift stores have been the secret place where a lot of fashionistas go to find their special things because it's affordable. It's like a treasure hunting grounds. Now what I'm doing with St. Vincent de Paul is we're kind of taking that a step further where we're taking certain items that can't be made available in our store because of the condition, and we're adding a little creativity and making them a whole new thing. They're being repurposed or upcycled.
One of the things that's unique about fashion is the interaction between the fashion and the people who wear it. Talk a little bit more about how the models interact with the designers in this event.
We don't know what will walk the runway. We invite these designers to come and bring their artistic creations. We provide them with the models that are interested in offering the service of walking them down the runway. But we don't pre-screen them. We don't have restrictions or requirements about what they're supposed to make. They are really have this open place to share with the community what their vision is.
Most art forms reflect the culture around them on a geographic level, a social level, a cultural level. Do you see that happening here in the Willamette Valley? If so, how?
I absolutely see it happening. And one of the vivid indications of that is our conscientiousness to eco-friendly, well-sourced fabrics and resources. A lot of the designers, I'd say about 75% of them, naturally just choose to reuse or find eco-friendly sourced materials that they design with. And that's pretty unique to our area. You don't see that a lot in like New York and the East Coast.
That spirit of either using what is already existing or finding something that's eco-friendly seems to be pretty prevalent in our designers.
Do you see the fashions changing as the social and economic climates do? Is there a trend, for example, towards brighter colors in good economic times or other such things?
There's a lot of reactions to people both indicating their attitudes with what's going on in the world, but also fashion being an art form is a way that people kind of distract themselves from that or help themselves feel better about that stuff, or they have some control over it. So it's kind of a way that they can interact with it in a controlled way. And fashions are always changing, for the record. I mean, no matter what, there's no way, like music, it's a natural evolution of an art form. You can't stop it.
This fashion show is the epitome of Made in America. This is part of that bigger movement, realizing some of these possibly dying arts of constructing clothing and constructing other things right here in America. So we're very proud to be supporting that.
And as much as art forms tend to reflect society, they can also inspire society locally and beyond. So what would you like to see this event inspire in people?
A lot of young people, it inspires them to try out design themselves. We've had designers as young as 14 years old participate in this show before. There's a lot of people who just got inspired with what they want to wear the next day. Beauty is your own unique thing, and it can be expressed in any way you want. I think it gives a lot of people confidence and makes them feel, you know, inspires them to be a model, to be a fashionista, to be a designer, to participate and feel closer to the community and connected.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing a little time in the fashion here today.
Thank you very much for
having us. Thank you for your interest, and I hope you join us for the show.
Mitra Chester and Grace McNabb, part of Sidewalk to Catwalk, a City of Eugene Summer in the City event co-presented with Eugene Fashion Week, takes place Wednesday, August 13th in Eugene in the Holt Center lobby. Show is at 7:30 p.m. after the gathering begins at 5:30 p.m. with Crossroads Blues Fusion Dancing at 6 p.m. For more information, eugene-or.gov/summerinthecity and the Eugene Fashion Week page on Facebook. For KLCC, I'm Merrick Allen.